Last week I wrote about the old male authority figure, and how we can keep what works and ditch what doesn't. As is becoming wonderfully routine, it garnered comments from readers that challenged and stretched the idea I presented. This week I offer a very brief clarification, and I renew the invitation to you to help me develop some data about what happens when people encounter strong authority behavior. I'd be most appreciative if you'd take the 10-minute survey. You'll see the already fascinating results as you complete it. Here's the clarification. I talked about a teacher named John Tenbush and his eraser-tossing total rule of his classroom. I wasn't clear about two things. First, JT was amazing. His passion about teaching the English language created hundreds of fine writers. And if his passion about the art of writing was surpassed by anything, it was by his love for students. For example, in decades where minority students labored under what I believe were unconscious but nevertheless unfairly low expectations and didn't get a lot of individual attention, arguably few students did in that era, JT went out of his way to be hospitable, supportive, and to set a high bar, and even to maintain relationships years after the students had graduated. My treatment of JT also revealed the other point I was unclear about. What I should have made clear is that I'm talking about a cultural, not a personal phenomenon. It wasn't JT. His sometimes over-the-top tone setting was a ready example of a widespread tolerance and encouragement of a dad knows best, boss knows, information on a need to know, so get in line kind of approach. It is these continuing, unconscious thoughts about authority that I'm suggesting we, especially men, gain greater awareness about. Again, I'd love for you to do the survey and continue to share your thoughts on evolving notions of authority. Authority is always a factor as you lead with your best self.